Welcome to the President Circle and Campaign Global Leadership Council conference call with President Paula A. Johnson. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. I would like to now turn the conference over to Dina Baranque-Rashes, class of 1996 and chair of the Durand Society. Dina, you may begin.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for joining us. I'm delighted to welcome you to the President Circle and Campaign Global Leadership conference call with President Paula A. Johnson. Also joining me is Laura Christian, Director of the Wellesley Fund, and Lindsay Boylan, class of 2006 and Chair of the Wellesley Fund. I'm sure that all of you share in the pride that I feel as a leadership donor to the college. Please accept my gratitude for the important role you play in contributing to the financial health of the college. I'm so proud to see our numbers growing, and also want to express my sincere thanks to those on the call who have helped to solicit leadership gifts. Gifts at this level have a tremendous impact on the college. This year, gifts of $10,000 or more accounted for more than 90% of the $50.3 million raised. The college literally could not fulfill its mission without your generous support. I'd like to remind you that every gift and bequest intention counts towards the Wellesley Effect, our current comprehensive campaign. And at this time, I'm pleased to announce that we have raised $436 million towards our goal of $500 million. Thank you for all that you do for Wellesley. I hope you will all join me in supporting the college again this coming year. Now, I'm pleased to introduce Wellesley's 14th president, Paula A. Johnson. President Johnson is a respected and passionate leader, deeply committed to advocating for women and sustainably improving their lives. She is recognized internationally as an innovator who has brought her broad range of experience as a researcher, educator, and expert in healthcare, public health, and health policy to bear in the effort to advance the well-being of women. She is committed to educating and empowering the next generation of women who will make a difference in the world, and Wellesley is so very fortunate to have her as our president. Thank you, President Johnson, for joining us today.
Thank you, Dina. Thank you so much, and thank you for your leadership of this very important group. We could not do what we do without you. Hello, everyone. It is so wonderful to be able to speak with you this afternoon. And today I thought I'd share a view of what I view as just a remarkable first year for me at Wellesley and give you a sense of some of my priorities moving forward. But first, I do want to thank you again. Our Durand Society members are so critical to ensuring that the college moves forward, that it grows and thrives. Your engagement, your dedication to our students, and your efforts to encourage others to support the college, these are some of the reasons why the Wellesley Network is the strongest women's network in the world. And it is why we could not do what we do at Wellesley without you. You truly make a significant difference. So just to recap, it's truly been a wonderful year. There have been many accomplishments celebrated together. We met challenges along the way, and I'm so grateful for the strength and support of the alumni community. I want to first say a few words about reunion. My first Wellesley reunion as president was just truly a remarkable experience. I met alumni from the classes of 1937 all the way to 2012, and I witnessed firsthand the relationships that are so central to Wellesley. Commencement was also memorable and inspiring. Our 570 seniors were cheered on by their families and friends, and I hope you were able to see, if you weren't with us, to see commencement, given that it was live streamed. If you haven't, please watch. Hillary Rodham Clinton gave, I think, just spectacular words of wisdom to our graduating class. And I just want to give you one quote. She said to them, "Always channel the strength of your Wellesley classmates." And she stated, "What helped her most through the years is to remember who I am, where I come from, and what I believe, and this is what Wellesley means to me. The college gave me so much. It launched me on a life of service and provided friends that I still treasure. So wherever your life takes you, I hope that Wellesley serves as that kind of touchstone for you. And I think with that quote, it so embodies so much of what you feel, and I know what we feel about Wellesley College. Our student speaker, Tala Nashwadi, was also, I thought, brilliant. She urged our students to embrace who they are, including their imperfections. With regard to our graduating seniors, the class of 2017, they are truly extraordinary. They came from across the country and from 58 states. 12% of them were first in their families to complete a four-year degree. And the incoming class, also the green class of 2021, is also highly diverse, exceptionally talented, and will contribute so much to our community. It was a truly record-breaking year. We had over 5,700 applicants, which was a 17% increase from last year and a 23% increase from just 2 years ago. Our admission rate was at all-time selectivity with an admission rate of 22%, which is a 6% improvement over last year. We had a growth in applications from every major domestic region, with the strongest growth from the South. 16% of the incoming class will be first generation, 49% are students of color, 14% are international students, and 14% of the new class has alumni connections. So it isn't really without our great alumni and the work that is done on the front line interviewing our students and doing outreach that we could really reach these numbers. It's no surprise that the New York Times third annual College Access Index ranked Wellesley at the top for the economic diversity of our students. We are number 14 of our 170 colleges and universities, they stated, we are one of the colleges doing the most for the American dream. And so our commitment to need-blind admissions remains strong, and we are so proud of our incoming class. In July, we will welcome our new Vice President and Dean of Students, Sheila Shaw Horton. She brings to us 30 years of experience in higher education and a very impressive record as a leader in building and sustaining the very best student experience. She has a thorough understanding of the contemporary issues in student affairs and a strong commitment to student wellness and to advancing equity. She has a true and genuine enthusiasm for Wellesley. She herself went to a women's college, and I truly believe that she will be an ideal leader for our student life team and a valuable partner for the senior leadership team and the faculty. So just a word about the faculty. It was such an honor to award Wellesley's highest teaching prize, the Panansky Prize, at commencement. The common theme that the three winning professors shared was their drive to innovate and inspire in the classroom. This ethic of excellence and innovation is truly practiced throughout the college, and that moment really of awarding those three prizes was truly special for our community. A little bit more on innovation at Wellesley and our educational program. The Calderwood Seminars in Public Writing has achieved a milestone this year. This experience draws on a student's ideas and knowledge and expertise acquired from her field of study to write effectively for a public audience. Students learn to present complex issues to general audiences. And I want you to think about curatorial statements, grant proposals, book reviews, op-eds, Wikipedia entries, blog posts, and more. They are able, through this, as yet another way to find their voice, along with the confidence and authority. Bard, Middlebury, and Westland are interested in replicating the Calderwood seminars, which was initially a major goal of the seminars and a major goal of the Calderwood Charitable Foundation. And it's truly a sign of Wellesley's leadership. Another innovation is called Twitter Trails, a tool that allows members of the media and others to track the trustworthiness of stories shared on Twitter, something we, again, need very much in our society. It assists in the battle against the spread of fake news, and it also represents the best of cross-disciplinary collaboration designed to improve the world. It draws on the work from a psychologist, a political scientist, a mathematician, a physicist, and a computer scientist. So all exciting innovations. There are so many more that I don't have time to share with you today, but that just gives you a taste for what's happening on campus. With regard to campus renewal, the campus renewal program has been a top priority this year and will remain a focus in the years to come. We know that the Wellesley experience includes our magnificent campus, its iconic buildings, and the college's rich residential life, in addition to, of course, our beautiful landscape. Investing in and protecting this place is needed to guarantee its future. So preserving and refreshing the treasured spaces in which we work and live is a major commitment of mine and of the senior leadership and the Board of Trustees. We will need your help as we steward our environment, both buildings and the landscape, into long-term sustainability. And again, this has been a priority for the campaign to advance the Wellesley Effect. One project that is part of renewal and is one that is not to be missed, I'm hoping that for those of you who were here from reunion, were able to see the beautifully transformed Art Center in Pendleton West. And it's really been a top-to-bottom transformation that brings together disciplines that share needs and promotes a creative dialogue and collaboration across the arts. Also, the renovation of the Freeman Living Room and Bates Courtyards are complete. The students could not be more thrilled, and these are the first common spaces to be transformed as part of what we're calling the Living Room Project. And these new spaces will help our students feel even more at home, more connected to each other, and more able to meet, study, laugh, and to learn together. Our new Science Center is in the planning stages. This will be a nexus or a hub for active, integrated, flexible instruction and learning at the forefront of science pedagogy, especially for women. Its specially designed environments will ensure that all students draw from the sciences to fully bolster our liberal arts tradition. They will be able to experience the thrill of scientific discovery, and by using science and STEM's methodologies and frameworks, the center will help faculty transform how our students look at the world and at problem solving. Through this work, we are driving pedagogy, and it is so important that every single woman who leaves Wellesley College is scientifically literate. And we believe that this new building will help to make that happen. Lastly, we are also committed to Wellesley becoming a leader in the area of sustainability. The Environmental Sustainability Advisory Committee, which is a committee of our academic council, it's a committee of faculty, has developed a comprehensive sustainability plan to guide us over the next 10 years. Targets have been set and strategies are in place and are being developed and implemented for areas such as food and dining, landscape and water, purchasing and recycling, transportation, and more. The Office of Sustainability in our Department of Facilities and Planning is being reorganized and strengthened to ensure our most capable possible implementation. And I think it's important to say that here our landscape, I think, is clearly so much of our presence with regard to sustainability, but it's our buildings that also need to be actively and aggressively included. And under the reorganization, we will be focusing both on landscape and buildings. And to make Wellesley's commitment to the environment public, I have endorsed hashtag put a price on it campaign for carbon pricing. We did that along with a number of other college presidents. And most recently, I signed with, along with over 100 college presidents and many others, the, and I quote, "We are still in pledge to support climate action to meet the Paris Agreement." At our related front, we are so proud of the Wendy Judge Paulson Class of 69 Campus Ecosystems Initiative. This enables us to take full advantage of our beautiful landscape and transforming our campus into a living laboratory of key ecosystems for research and other academic purposes. We are so grateful to Wendy Paulson's vision and her generosity, and her important gifts will create opportunities for deep student engagement and broadly will develop the ecological literacy of our entire student body. And I want to add to that, I think it's even going to be more than that. I think that this project will also add to the health and wellness initiative that we so deeply believe in and will be actively advancing. With regard to career education, our reimagined approach to college career education has been a resounding success. It's been a groundbreaking model that has been embraced by our students and admired by our peers. And I just want to announce, it has just won 2 national awards, and that happened last Friday. The Career Excellence Award from NACE, which is the National Association of Colleges and Employees, and the EduVentures 2017 Innovation Award. We know that students need individualized guidance to reflect their unique career paths, and that at the this is at the foundation of career education at Wellesley. Our staff is working closely with each and every student from their first days to understand their individual interests and talents and to develop a vision for her personal goals. Each student, as they walk in the door, as they walk through into Wellesley, is supported by a specially assigned college career mentor, as well as others who are selected later, who make up her personal advisory board. And we've had some really stunning preliminary results. Over the last year, we've seen a 319% increase in new job and internship opportunities. In less than a year, we've seen a 24% increase in internship applications and a 237% increase in applications for Wellesley internship grant funds. Students and alumni give a near-perfect satisfaction rating of 98.4% to this new program. And as a partnership between Career Education and the Alumni Association, we recently launched The Hive, a membership initiative with an online platform designed exclusively for Wellesley that seamlessly connects students and alumni with each other. So career education, we truly believe, is a lifelong resource for our alumni as well as our students, and we will be looking to ensure that this very important model is sustainable over time. This year, we came together in new and important ways to address what we value in the liberal arts, and that's fact-based inquiry, a focus on equity and opportunity for all, and how we foster or impede this within our own institution. We took on some big issues like immigration. We used this communal work, discussions, collaboration, and planning to strengthen our community moving forward. Regarding the national conversation on free speech, some of our students and our faculty have voiced their opinions. And I just want to say that freedom of expression is central to our mission and more broadly to a liberal arts education. Wellesley supports diverse opinions and the rights of all members of our community to voice their views. Active, open debate enriches and illuminates, and it is fundamental to how we create new ways of seeing and thinking. Debate is critical to the college's process for addressing challenging issues, and disagreement is a necessary part of that process. And for every outspoken voice, there are those who remain silent on the margins, in the classroom, in the dining halls, or any other place on campus. And it is part of our job. So it's not just having the place for debate, but we really must actively invite all of our students to voice their views and to find their ways into the debate. We will all have a stake in expanding the dialogue. And when our most difficult conversations include a range of perspectives based in fact and strengthened by respect, they do become the very conversations that move us forward. And we view Wellesley as a place where that will even more actively happen. I know that I can count on you for all of your help to help us foster these important, challenging dialogues that will make us stronger. Just another addition to our senior leadership is our new general counsel. Wellesley has not had a general counsel in the past, and we are so proud and thrilled to welcome Karen Jensen Petroglakis, who will be our very first general counsel. Karen will be our principal legal officer, providing legal advice and counsel, and will be a significant member, a very important member of the leadership team. She'll be clearly a strategic partner for me as well as the team. She is coming to us from California, where she was the chief deputy general counsel of the University of California system. So she is just spectacular. So as I wrap up, just a few words about priorities moving forward. I want to talk a little bit about inclusive excellence. It is very clear to me that excellence requires equity and that all Wellesley students must have an equal opportunity to flourish. We know that we have to create a culture of belonging here that I think is already here but can be advanced, and this goal requires the same spirit of innovation that we bring to academic pursuits. It must be intentional, data-driven, and focused on the impact. And for us, this focus on inclusive excellence will be spread throughout everything that we do here at Wellesley. A word about wellness. We will expand our focus on health and wellness. We already have begun to do the groundwork here, but we must find ways to cultivate resilience, resolve, and emotional balance in our students in order for them to fulfill their potential. So Wellesley's innovation and leadership in this area is absolutely needed, and we will look forward to more work, not only through the summer, but as the semester begins. The campaign to advance the Wellesley effect, at its midway point, and I want to thank all of you for supporting Wellesley so generously. I see so many opportunities to expand the possibilities of what we can do together. So we know that the surest way to change the world for the better is through educating and empowering women. And this year, I've shared my belief that this moment can and must become a powerful spur to action for women's leadership. Wellesley has a critical role to play. Our focus will always be to provide the strongest possible foundation in the liberal arts and to offer extensive opportunities for interdisciplinary and experiential learning. Wellesley is the premier college for women and increasingly a global center for women's leadership. So with that, I want to thank you for your time today. You are crucial to Wellesley's future. And now I'm ready to take any questions.
At this time, we will conduct the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone now, and you will be placed into the queue in the order received. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, press star 2. And we are now ready to begin. Our first question comes from Claudine Malone, class of 1963. Please go ahead.
Hi, Claudine.
Oh, Paula. Paula?
Hi, Claudine.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for your words to the Washington Wellesley Club. Obviously, from the turnout, you know that they were extremely well received and just delighted to have you there.
Well, I was delighted to be there. It was truly just a spectacular event, and it was just wonderful to be so warmly welcomed by the Washington, D.C. community. And I will say it was made particularly special by having all of the Wellesley and Washington students there, and I think they got the opportunity to meet so many amazing alumni, and it was just an all-in-all phenomenal day.
Well, it may have been our biggest turnout ever, so all kudos to you. My question has to do with, I don't have the right term, the Career Services Office?
Yes.
Are you or is there a plan to build a new office for them somewhere between the chapel and Schneider?
That is in, yes, the plan is for to have new space for them. With that being said, we are only in the early stages of really understanding the ramifications of what that means, the cost, affordability in a time of constraint, and whether that will we're looking to make sure that that's the right move for us. So we are in the process, and there'll be more to come once we've been able to get this to the next stage.
And as a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause just for a moment. And there appears to be no more questions in the queue.
Well, there
we have received one question just came in. It is from Sandra Howe, a class of 1960. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed your summary of the year. I'm always interested in music and the arts, and you talked about the Pendleton building. And that, can you maybe expand on that? It's not just an art space. I think there's a performance space in that too.
It is. It's an art. I'm sorry if I misspoke, but it's all of the arts, and it's all of its studio and performing. And thank you for that clarification. There, it's the old Pendleton West with a new connecting facility between the old building and Jewett, and there is performance space. There are two beautiful music rooms there where the acoustics, it was fascinating. I've had the ability to be in both rooms, and the rooms have to be tuned. It's really just a spectacular space for those engaged in studio and performing arts of a multitude of types.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, star one for questions. Our next question comes from Kathy Kaufman, class of 1967. Please go ahead.
Hi, Paula. Thanks for spending time with us today. I thought it'd be interesting if you could speak a little bit, Paula, about the threat to liberal arts and the challenges that you and all of your colleagues are facing as there's an increasing push to support educational institutions which lead to professional degrees and, you know, more specific kind of learnings.
Right. That's a very good question, Kathy. And, you know, I think that for liberal arts institutions, you're right, that there has been an overall sense of devaluing a liberal arts education. And, you know, we believe that our career education program will actually bolster the liberal arts here at Wellesley. And what I mean by that is the reality for our students is that they do have to think about their lives beyond Wellesley. So how do we provide them the support that allows them, as opposed to kind of being more transactional about their education experiences, how do we provide the support that allows our students to think more deeply about their experiences? How can we help them put those experiences together so that they gradually evolve into the thinking about what may be that next step? And with doing that, we strongly believe that it will free up our students to actually more deeply engage in the full range of what is offered at a liberal arts institution. So whether that be delving deeply into various aspects of the humanities or the social sciences, or for that matter, certain aspects of science that may not be, a natural in terms of their next career moves. So we are hoping that and believe strongly that this program truly is in service to the liberal arts. And let me just add to that, given where our country is today, higher education, particularly higher education in a liberal arts setting, could not be more relevant or be more critical to the future of our country. Being able to gain the skill set in a broad liberal arts environment, to be able to think critically, to be able to consider ideas, to be able to debate, these are skills and learnings that our students will be practiced. I mean, it is what you experienced. They practice this through their experience here, and we need our graduates for the future of our country. So, you know, I'm feeling that, yes, their liberal arts institutions may be under fire, but quite frankly, our relevance could not be any greater than it is today.
There appears to be no other questions in the queue.
Wonderful. I just want to take this opportunity to thank President Johnson for sharing insights into her first year at the college. I'm so thrilled that your year has been marked with numerous successful initiatives, and we all look forward to seeing your vision for Wellesley unfold in the years ahead. Finally, I want to thank everyone on the call for their investment in Wellesley College and the women who will make a difference in the world. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dina, and thank you to everyone on the call.
If participants have any further questions, you may contact the Office for Resources at 781-283-3482.